Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, but they've all contributed from their surplus wealth. But she, for poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thank the Lord, give us this Lamb. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit, that means to say not because of money or not money. I think poor spirit means simplicity, humility. Today, for example, for myself as a priest, I have enough money for survival. But at times, I could like the scribes, know how to preach, but don't know how to live. To live poverty doesn't mean you have money or not money. Poverty means simplicity. Many times I felt myself offended because people are not listening to me or not giving me a certain kind of respect. I could be angry. I'll respond from people that I'm not happy. I show my response a very negative face. That's not poverty. Poverty means to live life with joy. The only way we have to learn from Jesus. Jesus, no matter where he goes, he always welcomes people. Although he knows people despise him because he is the son of a carpenter. He doesn't put into his mind all this criticism. At times people try to insult him with words, with actions, but still Jesus always calm. He knows he has to follow the will of the Father. His way is to suffer for the sake of humanity. So today, as a follower of Jesus, offer a little bit of suffering together with Christ, offer for the sinners. You know, St. Francis, when he was young, He tried to leave the spirit of poverty. He gave up all his belongings. So one day his father said, "Now today you are not more my son." He was afraid that his son will sell up all his poverty, his properties for the poor. So before the bishop, his father told the public, "Today Francis is not my son." So Francis took out his beautiful shirt and gave back to his father. From then, he started to live a life that is sweeter. Nowhere to stay, nowhere to eat, all by the mercy of the other people. And that's what started the beginning of the Franciscan spirituality. Today, God doesn't need us all to become a Franciscan, but the spirit, all the same. Even you have everything, as if you have nothing. The only thing you have is the love of God. That's the most important. If we don't put that in our heart, then we are not living this spirit. To live this spirit, not always easy. Especially for me as a priest, sometimes I don't receive people's respect or not listening. I could be reacting very negatively, but this is the time to remind me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Although I myself poorer than many people, but the pride itself keep me away from the virtue. Thank the Lord that He asked us to follow Him, His footpath. His footpath is to serve. His footpath is to share. His footpath is to do only the will of God the Father. So let's pray together with that, so that we can live with simplicity of heart, with joy, because God is with us, with trust, because we need nothing. You provide everything for us. Spiritually, we thank the Lord that we are called to follow Him. Let us pray for one another, that we be true brothers and sisters, whatever we have, belong in common. Share your time, share patience, share forgiveness with one another.